It is enough.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Well, I learned a thing or two the last few days in my reading. The Italians call today Pasquetta, which means Little Easter, because for so great a feast to celebrate it on just one day would not be sufficient. And they still, in some way or another, celebrate Easter on Easter Monday, as do many nations in Europe which were formerly Christian. Easter Monday is a holiday. I learned as well that Emmaus, towards which the cousins, Luke and Cleophas, were heading on Easter afternoon, about this time probably, had the reputation of being a little bit of a resort city, sort of a watering hole or a spa. It's almost as though it was all of the sorrow and the confusion of Holy Week was too much for these two men to bear, and they decided to go and relax a little bit down in Emmaus when the Lord caught up with them. And that, of course, is what people have been doing ever since. Easter today, especially in Europe, is, it's a holiday weekend, and it's a day to go away if you possibly can manage it. I was reading about how that's very much of an English custom now, and there's even some difficulty for Bishop Sanborn's Mass to get organized because people had already made plans, don't you know, to get away for Easter weekend. Our Lord had other plans. He goes to meet the two disciples. He's going to give them a lesson, a very important lesson, as to what finally is enough and what is not enough. And our Blessed Savior, first of all, makes it so that the cousins can't recognize him in his glory, so they can learn properly. And then he joins himself to these two travelers, the third, and of course they fall into conversation together, and he notes that they're sad, they're troubled. He asks them what the difficulty is, and they express wonder that he hasn't heard. He's the only stranger who hasn't heard what's gone on these days in Jerusalem, and they fall to talking, and our Lord listens, and he listens, and he listens some more. Then, finally, it's his turn. Our Lord, having listened, speaks, and he speaks his mind very clearly. More than once, you know, in the gospel, our Lord speaks very harshly. And so he calls the two disciples stupid. And they deserve the rebuke. Stupid and slow of heart to believe. They had been his disciples, some of the 72. They had been with our Lord for how long? They had heard how much? They had seen how much? They had studied the scriptures how long? And they weren't able to put it together. They deserve that rebuke. And because of their stupidity, the sadness of heart had come over them. Then our Lord, in his goodness, opens up to them the scriptures. So their knowledge and their faith was not enough. I'm thinking of the word today, enough, or the phrase not enough. You know, in the one of the evangelists says that during the Last Supper at some point, there was a lull in the conversation. And when our Lord is talking about how he will be betrayed, and somebody says, some of the 12 say, is there somebody here with a sword, meaning to defend our Lord? And our Lord says, almost distractedly, just to dismiss the subject, oh, well, that's enough, or that's fine. Satis est, he says. But in today's gospel on Easter afternoon, you see how our Lord is not satisfied with something as being, well, that's enough. No, indeed not. Not enough knowledge. Not enough faith. He explains and he opens the whole of the scriptures to them so that their hearts, they say later on, are burning within them. But that's not enough either. The scriptures, the knowledge, the faith. There has to be something else. Well, of course, we're Catholics. There has to be the Mass. There has to be the Blessed Sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. And so this is what's going to be coming next. But before that, they have to exercise a true enough fraternal charity. So they come to an inn on the way, and they're going to have some supper. And out of politeness, they invite this stranger, whose speech with them has been so spellbinding, to stop and to have a bite to eat with them. He makes as though, this is the second time that our Lord makes as though, he makes as though he's going to continue on his way, because you know how people will. They say, oh, I must go. I couldn't possibly stay and eat with you. And then the disciples insist, and that was enough. Because St. Gregory the Great says, if you're going to do something good for somebody, you have to really push it on them, because people will say no out of politeness the first time around. You have to insist, and they do. So they pass that test, you might say, with flying colors. Now then the situation is set, and they're at table, and our Lord reenacts exactly the sequence of the consecration at the Last Supper. He takes the bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it. And then that's enough. Their eyes are opened. In one beautiful moment, they see the Savior in his shining glory, and then he disappears. It's a wonderful gospel. Really one of my favorite, I have to say, of the entire year. It teaches us so many lessons. If we were to meditate on this gospel every day, to try in some way to put it into practice in our lives, it would be enough. Buona Paschetta. Happy Easter Monday. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.